is Today in History, September the 8th. On this day, in 1974, Gerald Ford pardons Richard Nixon. In a controversial executive action, President Gerald Ford pardons his disgraced predecessor, Richard M. Nixon, for any crimes he may have committed or participated in while in office. Ford later defended this action before the House Judiciary Committee, explaining he wanted to end the national divisions created by the Watergate scandal.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States.
On this day in 1998, St. Louis Cardinals slugger Mark McGwire hits his 62nd home run of the year, breaking Roger Maris's record for the most home runs in a single season.
I'm wondering if this is the at bat Tuesday, September 8th, that Mark McGwire moves one place in front of Roger Maris. Down the left field line, is it enough? Gone! There it is! 62! Touch first, Mark. You are the new single season home run king.
McGwire was celebrated as a hero at the time, though allegations that he used the juice have since led to some questions of the legitimacy of his accomplishments. And on this day in 1985, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds ties Ty Cobb's career record for hits, singling for hit number 4,191 during a game against the Cubs in Chicago. And on this day in 2003, the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America, begins suing individual sharers of copyrighted MP3 music files. Nobody likes playing the heavy and having to resort to litigation, said Kerry Sherman, president of the RIAA, on this day back in 2003. But when your product is being regularly stolen, there comes a time when you have to take the appropriate action. The product in question was music. Music in the form of digital MP3 files being transmitted among users of internet file sharing applications in violation of United States copyright law. And while the RIAA's idea of appropriate action in response to digital music piracy had previously meant efforts to shut down the operators of internet systems, the industry group announced a new and controversial strategy. By September 2003, having undertaken a massive anti-piracy public education campaign in the months since Napster was shut down, peer-to-peer file sharing system called Grokster, the RIAA had decided to back up its public threats with direct legal action against individuals and children. And speaking of out of this world stuff, on this day in 1966, the science fiction series Star Trek premiered on NBC.
Space, the final frontier.
Star Trek is an American science fiction media franchise that was based on the television series by Gene Roddenberry.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
The first television show featured James T. Kirk, as played by William Shatner, and his crew aboard the Starship Enterprise. Space, the final frontier, traveling aboard the Starship Enterprise as it launched September the 8th, 1966, on this day in history.